The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was it Ando Lamborghini?
Ando, mi Lamborghini.
All right, let's give that to DBJ next year when Carson Beck is zipping tutties all over the place. Come on. You're nervous, Crowder?
Am I nervous?
Because even a season, and, you know, listen, Hurricanes went to a bowl game. I think your Gators did. I forget what it was. It was somewhere.
We did. Gasparilla.
It was in October. Yeah, we're in one of those October bowls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But even an off season, they're able to corral probably the most coveted transfer portal quarterback in the nation. And it tells you a little bit of something about the lore of the University of Miami.
I can understand from the Beck family situation that, yes, you go here, you saw what Cam Ward did in this offense, but the fear of Carson Beck? Nah, I don't fear Carson Beck.
Well, it makes you fear everything that the University of Miami can do. Up year, down year, sideways year, doesn't matter. You just fear the University of Miami because Florida doesn't have that kind of pull.
Well, hey, DJ Lagway is better than Carson Beck.
I mean, throw this into his Cam Ward montage when we do, you know, all the montages together. Yeah. I mean, not going to allow you to rain on our parade today, new sir.
Carson Beck.
That's right.
I know you get excited. Cam Ward's better than Carson Beck. Obviously, Cam Ward was at the Heisman. So I can't compare the two. Doesn't matter.
Cam Ward
was at the Heisman finalist. Carson Beck wasn't. I'm not a fan of Carson Beck. And I know the montage of Cam Ward, and I had to pull my take back. But, yeah, Carson Beck does – I don't fear Carson Beck.
We will talk with John Michaels today. He does not even need a phone. He's just going to shout his answers to us from Georgia.
Carson Beck.
Bob Wischusen is going to join us today. Everybody knows and loves Bob Wischusen, great broadcaster. Happened to be a great Orange Bowl last night. You were there for your restaurant, I'm assuming. It happened to be a great Orange Bowl. Notre Dame wins straight up. They go to the national championship. I was texting with Brady Quinn last night. He's obviously thrilled. But, like, for television ratings, for sports, to have Notre Dame in a national championship game, I mean, that's perfection.
Yes. The last night of the game, the demographic was different. Notre Dame, Penn State to Dolphins, Canes. It was very bleached.
Everybody looked like Jim DeJoseph.
Very Jim DeJoseph-ish.
He went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, they loved it though. No, the atmosphere was amazing last night. Like, you got two, and even Penn State, you got two premier like fan bases to come out. It was the energy was amazing.
Yeah, it was a great game. really fun game to watch. Just a fun game to watch, because you thought, oh my God, like Notre Dame can't put anything together in the first half. All of a sudden, second half, they are able to do so. Tonight, it'll be Ohio State and Texas. And then you have NFL wildcard playoff games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Other than the Dolphins not being in it, like, we've got some football heaven right here. It started last night. It'll continue tonight with the college football playoffs. And then three straight days of NFL wildcard football. It's happening. Carson Beck is coming to the U. The thought of how do you replace a premier quarterback like Cam Ward has already been answered on January 10th. Things are happening. Get headlines here. We have George Lopez tickets to give away today as well. Final day, George Lopez coming to Hard Rock Live in February. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. We've been doing it every day this week. Today will be the final day. If you want to purchase tickets, go to casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood or just keep listening. We'll give away the final pair before 6 p.m. Here are your Friday headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Carson Beck in a Canes jersey.
Let's go.
Beck.
Carson.
Come on. This is better than going to the 12-team college football playoff.
He's chasing his damn girlfriend around down here. Man, he saw this.
Hannah Cavender belongs in the Ring of Honor, man, because we got ourselves a quarterback. Thank you, Hannah.
Well, I'll tell you, at Georgia, he was throwing the All-American wide receivers.
I did see that his deal, according to Fox, is 1 year, $4 million from the University of Miami. Which is more than you'd make your first year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it? Well, if he wasn't going to go first round, so yeah.
He wouldn't have gone first round, because the money would be in the signing bonus for sure. But I don't even know if he would have gone in the second round.
Yeah, no, after having that surgery he's had, like, yeah.
And there are a lot of good quarterbacks coming out this year. Like, yeah, monetarily makes more sense to play in college, which is wonderful. And
chase the little calendar girl around Miami. That's ridiculous.
That's right, the calendar girl.
What's her name?
You got it. Calendar girl.
Hawk, if we really want to get deep into it, Coach Katie Meyer saved the Canes football program.
By bowing out?
No. She was here.
By bringing in?
She was here and was behind recruiting the Cavender twins originally. And I know they left and then they came back. But if the Cavender twins were not in Miami originally, they don't have a tie to Miami, and Carson Beck probably never ends up in Miami through the transfer portal this year. So all of the credit, in my opinion, should go to former Canes women's basketball coach Katie Meyer.
I'm down with that. Katie Meyer can never get enough credit in my book. I'm down with that. I do find it funny. You know how we talk about when LeBron and Bosch came to the Heat and we're like, did Riley really have anything to do with that? Dwayne Wade brought them here. I mean, it's the same thing. We can talk about Mario's recruiting all day long, but I'm not necessarily certain it was Mario. I think it was probably the combination of Hannah Cavender and $4 million that brings him down here. Like, I wonder if there becomes a transition where the greatest attribute a college coach had in the past was his ability to recruit. Mm-hmm. And the on-field stuff was almost secondary. And I wonder if we're going to see a transition to the opposite, because what's the difference in recruiting if you've got $4 million to spend or $15 million to spend? Does it really have to do with being a great recruiter? And then at that point, does it make the transition to, Well, now you need a really good on-field game day coach in order to maximize these great players that we're bringing in with gobs of money. Be interesting to watch.
Becomes a bidding war more than a recruitment.
Correct. Correct.
Because what if somebody gives Carson Beck $5 million? He's gone.
What if FAU has a huge benefactor and they offer him $15 million?
He's gone.
He's gone. So then it doesn't become who's the greatest recruiter anymore. It's obviously who's got the biggest bank. Mm-hmm. But then at that point, you want to maximize, as what happened with Cam Ward down here, you want to maximize now the on-field result from the investment. And all of a sudden, the notion of, what goes on the field is almost secondary because you got to be able to recruit. It may get flip-flopped in the coming years.
I like that concept. Pay these babies. He's chasing that pudding too now. Don't get it twisted.
Think of somebody like Stephen Ross, mega billionaire, right? Right now he owns the Miami Dolphins. But what if, rather than owning a sports franchise, and I know there's prestige with that, I realize that that's like a mega accomplishment for these billionaires. But instead of doing that, you decide, hey, I care more about Michigan winning national titles than I do anything else. And Stephen Ross, again, hypothetically, sells the Dolphins, cashes in, and now every year, the only thing he's concerned about is paying $50 million to the absolute best players hitting the transfer portal or being recruited out of high school to ensure Michigan has the best opportunity each and every year to go win a national title, which is what I think it's going to end up being.
It's headed towards the only thing there. You have to have, when I say FU money, like a crazy amount of FU money, because a sports club, a professional sports franchise, you have a return on your investment. You're actually going to make money off it. If you're just throwing money at college students and the school itself is a public university or a private university even, and there's no return on the investment other than being able to put a trophy up in your mantle or, you know, being able to be on the field when they win a trophy. You have to be, when I say the elite of the elite when it comes to wealth, which you see with Elon Musk and Twitter, spends $40 billion. It doesn't matter if the thing's worth $2 billion, $40 billion, or $100 billion. He has so much money, it doesn't matter. You'd have to be at that kind of wealth where it just does not matter at all, because a professional sports franchise will pay you dividends, will pay your family dividends.
Yeah. Two things, too. It's why the Texas teams are all going to get good. It was one of the points, like, why SMU can come up so fast, because that oil money, Hawk speaks about FU money, that oil money, that old oil money is FU money. It's like, hey, to your point, hey, okay, I'm going to shoot you $40 million. That's nothing to some of these oil tycoons. Number two, it's cashing out. It's not cashing in. So if Stephen Ross sells the Dolphins, he cashes out to take the money. You said he cashes in. I don't think you know the phrase.
And they all get into these professional sports franchises. I'd say 95% of them to cash out at the end, which is what Jeffrey Loria did. And Jeffrey Loria entered Major League Baseball with the Expos and the Marlins and ended up with $1 billion cash out at the end of the day. And you could never do that in college sports unless one day, really far down the line, you're just able to own the university and turn it into a profit making, you know, like a personal ownership thing, which I guess there are some like that. There are some universities that are just privately owned that are for profit.
Sure, it's cash in or not cash out, cash in. I don't know. Anyways,
it's cash out. You said as you cash in, it doesn't make sense. That means you're putting money in. This is when you sell, it's cash out, Solana.
I don't think I've ever seen a worse performance by a quarterback who has so much hype as Drew Aller yesterday for Penn State. I
did not look good.
I felt bad for James Franklin by the end of the game, and nobody should ever feel bad for James Franklin, but that's the situation I was in, where I genuinely felt bad because
He didn't look good.
The throws, even the ones that he got bailed out on with the flags, were some of the worst throws I've ever seen.
Yeah, did not look good. I don't. I'm kind of with
what Riley Leonard. He didn't look good either.
Were we talking? Was it Gino yesterday who said to us? Who said to us yesterday? Whoever wins tonight is going to be the national champion. Was that Gino yesterday? I forget who. Someone said that.
It was some.
But I'm kind of with that. I think, and I think I like Ohio State tonight. But I think Ohio State goes on to win the national championship.
Yes. I'm 100%. Texas, Ohio State are better than them two teams that played last night.
Yeah.
And they're good teams. It's not like it's just a butt whooping, but yeah, I'm with Ohio State, and I think Ohio State goes on to win it.